You're listening to The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you. What makes a successful entrepreneur? Host Deborah Rothschild has a wealth of experience and insight delivered with humor and passion. Deborah lives by one adage: she develops human potential. Deborah Rothschild brings the secrets, she brings the experience, she reveals what aspiration, failure, and success have taught her to become. Redirect your perspective and see the new you, who knows exactly where to go next and how to get there with The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you now.
Hi, everyone. I am Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I am an entrepreneur's coach. I do coach some executive Fortune 500 people, but my heart is for the distributors. I come from a very strong background of direct sales. I'm classically educated, thought getting that big degree was going to be my in to everything. And I found myself in a crazy land of insurance, and I went to a catering company, was very successful with that, sold it. And then someone had shown me residual income. And my first company, I went in as a novice. I went in as a racehorse. I went in as a know-it-all. I went and found out that I knew very little and made a lot of mistakes. So I've been in two companies. I'm a multi-million dollar earner. I had a coaching practice now for 20 years. We're pushing 19,000 hours of paid coaching time. And I was a smart cookie going into my coaching practice. But wow, through the years, coaching so many multimillionaires, people that have been so dynamically far more successful than I had ever been. I've got a turnkey program that we just take a lot of the learning curve away and get you rocking and rolling. But today I'm going to focus in on, wow, so much to talk about with direct sales. You know, everybody, I believe it's my opinion, and that's a humble opinion, everyone needs some form of residual income flowing into the household. You know, and today in America, husband and wife teams are pretty much forced to work outside the home. And you know what happens if something goes awry? Well, back in my first company, I was taught by one of my mentors that, you know, every household needs a $1,000 residual check flowing in. And in case something would, you know, happen, that they have at least something to fall back on. That was a gazillion years ago. So today, you know, I've upped the ante. Every household needs somewhere between, you know, $1,500, $2,500 a month flowing in, whether they get out of bed or not. And in order to do that, several things have to be in place. One, you got to find a company that you're in love with. And so, you know, last week on my show, I interviewed a multi-million dollar earner and a gentleman that was a president of a company. You know, and if you didn't listen to that, then you need to go back and find out his thoughts, because the industry has changed radically over the years. You know, he has 35 years experience. You know, I have 25 years experience in the industry. So everybody has to have one, a product and a company that they're in love with. And companies, you know, we're going to hold them responsible for just a few things. You know, that they have a product so unique that you cannot be found anyplace else, one. Number two, that, you know, that financially they're sound, that your check comes out on time every time. And number three, that they keep their nose clean with, you know, the attorney generals and the Federal Trade Commission. They do that, we got it made. But if you're not in love with your product, and if you have not yourself become a product of the product, that's step one. All right. You know, every week I get pitched on a business opportunity, and I'm just not recruitable because I gave that up. You know, I served my time in two companies, and I believe my purpose is to educate, and I'm a master trainer in the industry to help people achieve their dreams and desires. So you have to become a product of the product. So, you know, if you're in a weight loss company and you've got weight to lose, well, that, you know, that's your journey. You're going to get those results, you know, and And today, you know, the big thing is that the United States, we are truly into anti-aging and wellness. So there are so many incredible companies with incredible products that anybody could have their pick, you know, and perhaps maybe dealing with a consumable is something that, you know, you've done, you've been there. That's not exactly where you are. Then you're going to go to the service end of it. You know, there's everything from selling electric to what? Travel. So everything in between. So starting out, everybody, I think, comes in on a dream. I mean, I did. And you're no different than I am. I sold my catering company and I had to make it happen. You know, I wasn't going to sit there, you know, and live off of savings. So I saw the picture. I saw the big picture. And, you know, I knew little, but I did make a commitment. And I think that's the number one thing people have to do. I made a commitment for the long haul. Not for 3 weeks. Oh, the product didn't work. Oh, you know, none of my friends like it. Oh, I think I'll quit. And so, you know, then they're going to go on to their next company and their next company. I call them MLM hoppers. And that's okay. You know, sometimes people have to move around. I have a client that's on her 7th company. Not because the companies were bad. No, a couple comp plans, you know, weren't all that great. She just never found her passion. And so in making that commitment, you know, you as a new distributor, I mean, let's talk about the direct sales of it. Direct sales is me selling a product to you. You're happy. And, you know, that's where it is. So a lot of the direct sales company have now woven into the tapestry of their compensation plan several levels. Well, to me, the first thing that I learned first company, and it was difficult because I did not have my head wrapped around the model. I just like didn't get how I could sponsor you and you could sponsor 20, who could sponsor 30. And then all of a sudden, you know, we have this dynasty. Everybody needs to learn their comp plan. And I know lots of times, you know, uplines say, oh, well, you know, just keep talking to people, you know, I'll help you. You know, in your spare time, this is a business. This is a multi-billion dollar industry these days. Distributors need to know how they're paid. And what are you going to do if, you know, you meet a friend and you meet him for coffee and you're excited about your product? And, you know, there's a great business opportunity attached right behind of it. And then they ask you, well, how do you get paid? Well, you can only use this thing. I'm new. I'd like for you to meet the person that brought me aboard, you know, who's been very successful. And then, you know, do a three-way. I mean, you can only do that for so long. When I think you don't know it, then I think people kind of look at you like, are you in? Are you out? Do you know what you're doing? Do you not know what you're doing? And I had a very embarrassing situation that I will tell you about before the show is over with. So, you know, you got to know your comp plan. You got to make a commitment to that product and you got to plug into whatever the company's offering, you know, and companies are only going to do so much. Your upline is only going to do so much. And then, you know, it's that reflection in the mirror who is going to do the rest. And henceforth, that's why I've had a coaching practice for, you know, 20 years, because I had to hire a coach. My upline was busy, first company. He was sponsoring his tail off. And I'm a businesswoman. And so I looked at this like huge business, not like I was going to make an extra, you know, $500 or $1,000 a month. I looked at this and I was going to make $10,000 a month. And I wanted all my little learning curves shortened. And I wanted to get the mind of a business person outside of my organization on this. And I truly believe, knowing my personality being a racehorse, that I needed someone to say, hold on, you know, why don't you think about doing it like this? And I think if you do it like that, and by the way, my coach, here we are, how many years later, he finally now thinks maybe that this is an acceptable business model, right? You know, he coaches nothing but, you know, a few entrepreneurs and all Fortune 500 people. They think differently than what we do, right? So anyway, to make a long story short, going back to those very basics and knowing something about your product, you don't have to know everything about your product. You're not. If you're dealing in nutrition, It's nice to understand the product, but you don't have to know it as a food formulator or a scientist. You have to know basically what it does. You got to memorize some bullet points. And as you stay in your company, as you, you know, the longer you're around, the more you're going to know and the more you're going to grow. But you know, I'm going to come right back to that. If you bear with me, we'll be right back for a short break.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. Today, we're talking about the incredible residual income of direct sales and network marketing. I am a coach. I was a coach long before this coaching thing came about. And no, I'm not certified by, you know, anybody. I'm certified because I am a multi-million dollar earner. I have an MBA. I've been successful. I've had a coach for 20 plus years. And what I do know, there's a lot of things in life I don't know. What I do know is how to grow an organization, one that sticks together and doesn't fall apart. In fact, my second company, I had a 98 percentile retention rate. And there's a trick to that. And it can be done. It can be done with grace. And everyone's happy. When everyone's happy, everybody wins. So before the break, we were talking about being a product of the product. Plugging in. Companies are only going to do so much for you, right? You know, a unique product, hopefully an incredible compensation plan, because we want everyone, you know, paid handsomely for their effort. Staying clear of the Federal Trade Commission, all the attorney generals and all their little rules and regulations, and giving you a system and a track to run on. Your upline is only going to be able to do so much for you, your sponsor. the person that brought you aboard, the person that believed in you. So, you know, it all boils down to, you know, what you see in the mirror. And I was always told, and when I heard this, I don't think I believed him. And here we are so many years later, I promise you, your check, the money that you earn monthly, is directly contingent upon your growth. And people have to grow in people skills. People have to be willing to be wrong. And people have to make that commitment. And today, you know, we have in the industry, there are more women today coming aboard. Women are natural networkers. You know, they're incredible in direct sales because we're touchy-feely and we listen. But I find it odd, and I think you will too, because it's still this way, the top money earners globally are men. Because, you know, and I've been trained by men, so that I've got that touchy-feely thing, and I'm an incredible listener, because if I don't listen, I can't help my client zero in on the problem, find a solution, and we move on. But men get it done. So I don't want all you, you know, gals to roll your eyes on me. That's just how the, you know, God made them. They're very visual, they're very concrete, and they want this to happen. But what's happening today in the industry, women are coming aboard and they're learning a new skill set. You know, they've got that natural, let's get together, touchy-feely, let's uncover the problem, let's find your solution. But they're gaining grit and they're gaining drive. And for women, this is really what it is. So, you know, I said in the very beginning that, you know, you have to become a product of your product and you have to plug into what, you know, your company offers. But if you don't know how much money you want to earn, then I think we have a major problem. You know, how much money do you want to earn and how soon do you want to earn it? And in the industry, and I know that anybody that has even been around a little bit of direct sales or even in if you're selling vacuum cleaners or cars or anything else, everyone says, you know, you need to write down your why. Well, I have my own opinion about this. So I say, why not? I mean, unless you're a Rockefeller and, you know, you've got deep pockets that reach all the way down to China, why not? And I think the other side of the coin is that most people are so special. And they have so many incredible talents and skills. And why not use them in a different capacity than you do at your 9-to-5 job? And I always told all my people, you know, I had incredible distributors, go out and bless somebody with you. Because our world needs a loving touch. And some of the most upbeat, positive people come out of the direct sales, you know, and network marketing industry, because we think differently. We have probably a higher level of hope, perhaps. So if you have a strong why, you know, and your why is you need something monetarily you want to accomplish, then, you know, then the question I would have for you, you know, as your coach, how much money do you want to earn and how soon do you want to make it? And so often, this is where I think people make the big boo-boo, is there's this astronomical amount of money they want to earn in, you know, a very short period of time. And so we all have to be very realistic in setting financial goals, because in order to create a lot of money in a short period of time, a lot of things have to happen that are not even seen by the naked eye. Thinking has to change. Time has to be put into it. And I mean, there's a whole myriad of things that have to come about. And today, I think it's probably easier building a check than it was, you know, my first company. I know I'm dating myself, but everything was done on a legal pad. There wasn't even a computer. But the good news about that is that that trained me to track. That trained me to have such pristine follow-up that after I had sold my first company, took some months off, got into company number two, that was the platform for me to have a 98 percentile retention rate, because I was forced to do all these manual things. And today, with everything that we have going, the internet, we've got social media. I mean, you've got Twitter, you've got Instagram, you've got Facebook. I mean, millions of dollars are being created online. However, without some of the skill set in order to be able to effectively follow up with people, create those relationships, there will be no customer loyalty. There will be no loyalty to you. And people are kind of like rogue, you know, rogue. They see what they think is the next greatest carrot. And without that loyalty being stuck to you, they're going to go for it. And then you've lost somebody. And I, you know, when I do these large conference calls, these training calls for clients and their organizations, and, you know, my heart is this, and my head, I guarantee you, will back it up. And that is, everybody works so very hard for a new person. You know, you're going through your list, you're working your social media, you're applying the 3-foot rule in your life, you're doing all these things, and you work so hard to get somebody aboard. And then it's like, too often, too many people feel like they arrived and they have the wrong thinking of the thought process, that because they signed them up or they sold them product, that they had them forever. And that's when you dig in with somebody. That's a big hint there to my reason why I had a 98 percentile retention rate. And I had, you know, and that was on my first 6 levels. And people love it, because I love it, and you're probably no different than I am. They love people that really care about them. And when people know that we really care and that we're genuine, they have a tendency to stick around. And it's only then, and then right then is when that happens, is when that metamorphosis takes place. You can gain entrance into their center of influence. And that is the automatic expansion of your organization. So the reality is setting a goal, a monetary goal, and then you're going to have to break that down. You know, how many months is that? Then you're going to have to track yourself back. And I always told everybody, and I preach it on a daily basis, what do you need to do today? And one of the biggest things that I think happens is that, and this is just all across in business, period. I don't care if it's direct sales or, you know, what business model you're participating in. People get into the P word. The P word's procrastinate. And procrastination is a lie telling you that you're going to do it tomorrow and you never do it. And so by the time you skip 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, wow, we've lost a huge amount of ground. Not only did your business suffer, but your head suffered, your emotions suffered, because the longer you don't, the longer it's going to take to get you pulled out of the hole. So if you're a procrastinator, you need to address that. And it starts just, you know, little bit by little bit, and making that commitment and following through with it and being responsible to you. Because, you know, your upline's busy sponsoring new people. And so, are they going to be there to help you? I hope so. Are you going to plug into trainings? Are you going to do this, that, and the other? Well, I mean, that's all part of what we do. But there's so many things that you have to do on your own, and it's your head. You know, the way we think is what we produce. If you're going to drag your feet and you don't want it, then chances are you're not going to have it. We're going to take a quick short break, and I'm Deborah Rothschild. You've been listening to The Deborah Show, and tune back in for Creating That Dynamic Residual Income.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show, Transformation Talk Radio. I am a business coach, and I specialize in the direct sales network marketing industry. I am a master trainer, and I love developing human potential that can create dynasties. Would love for you to go to my website and read about me. That's DeborahRothschild.com. If you're stuck, you're beating your head up against the wall, you can't get it, something's not working right, then you need to give my office a shout. I offer a short, free, get that, free consultation. You might be interested in coaching, and it just might be for you. So my office number is area code 314-917-2709. That's 314-917-2709. Over the weekend, I had a longtime client stop by. He's on our way to a conference and blew in on Friday. And I got to tell you a story on her. I'm going to get her on the show in a few weeks, and you can laugh with me with her. She has just hit her earnings of $3 million. She's a rodeo girl. Her children are all rodeo. I mean, this is, and I have gone to see her. You know, I've jumped in my truck and I've driven, you know, 5-6 hours. And here she comes. She's driving a Ford 450 dually, hauling a 40-foot horse trailer. And I watch her whip this rig around. And I mean, she came to a screaming halt. Her window came down, put her hand up. She flags some guy like, nope, that's my spot. Whipped that rig in on the, backed up on the first try. And I'm like, well, this is pretty good. I'm impressed. That would have taken me at least 5 times. Maybe 6, going very slow to get it moved, to get it backed into place. And she jumped out of the truck. you know, four kids, two dogs, and she put her cowboy hat on her head and she straightened her shirt, you know, made sure her jeans covered her boots and threw her shoulders back. And I started to laugh because I saw this woman all of a sudden in a whole different light than what I have seen her. And even though she has earned the $3 million mark and, you know, and going forward, checks only going to go up, you know, the larger the organizations become, the more complicated sometimes things become, the more problems you have, different strategies and different tactics. And, you know, we were talking about this and I started when I saw her, you know, I was laughing, and then I'll tell you why. So it's time now that she has to revisit her database. You know, she's a busy mom. They've got a ranch and there's only so many hours in a day, right? So I said, you know, you're going to have to get into your database and you're going to have to start calling people that told you no 2 years ago. I mean, you know, by now, you know, you're in $3 million. They can't argue with you that it doesn't work. And I said, you need to, you know, she's a farmer school teacher. I said, you know, you've got that computer program, print out all these school teachers. I said, you need to start burning the phone, woman. I said, you know, set some office hours and, you know, get yourself out of the barn and sit down 2 or 3 hours a day and just blow that phone up. Well, she got kind of quiet on me. That's usually a big sign to my bionic ears. We have an issue. Well, I just don't know what to say. I said, you're kidding. You don't know what to say? I said, here's some verbiage, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. Well, you know, I haven't talked to him in a while. There's a lot of people to talk to. I said, you know, here's the deal. You've got all these things in social media working for you, and you've got your phone ringing, but you've got to go back and revisit. Companies laid out a new product. The whole world needs to know about it, and they need to hear about it from you. These are your people, and oh my God, you're great. They love you. Well, you know, after, you know, me sending little text messages 3 or 4 days in a row, because I am relentless. It's like, let's start doing this. Let's figure out why you can't do it. So anyway, I arrived at the rodeo. And so remember what I said. She jumped out of that truck. She adjusted herself. She threw her shoulders back. I whipped my truck in, put the window down. I had a big smile on my face. And I jumped out to give her a hug. She said, let's go see everybody. She said, let's go see the competition. She said, we're going to kick tail this weekend. I started laughing. There was a side of her that I had never seen, even though I worked with her for nearly, I guess, 5.5 years. And she's had tremendous success. We've had some hard times, too, in developing that check. Don't think we haven't. There were a lot of nights I was pacing the floor because I was worried. But I saw something in her that I had never heard before. She was going to take command over, and she was going to whip the competition. So we made our rounds, and I'm in awe of these $125,000 horse trailers, you know, because I love trucks and I'm a horsewoman, and I'm just goo-gawing over everything. And we came back, and her kids were saddling up, and she said, ever since you got here, you got this funny smile, snicker on your face. She said, what's with you today? I said, well, I'll tell you after this is all over with. She said, no, you got to tell me now. I can't stand it. I said, well, for the girl, you know, who's 49 years of age, that has been fighting me tooth and nail, that you're not going to pick up the phone and talk to someone you haven't talked to, you know, and, 6 months. I said, I watched you whip this masterpiece in. I saw you jump out of that truck. And what's the first thing you said? It wasn't even, hi, how are you? You gave me a hug and said, let's go seek out the competition. So you're going to kick their tail. I said, we need to find out together how we can transfer this drive into your organization, into your thinking. And I said, you know, there's nobody here that you're afraid of that's going to reject you, because you don't care if they reject you. You're the competition. You want to take control over it, and you want to whip them. I said, you know, I think you need to change your thinking when calling people. And she said, how's that? I said, one, you're doing them a favor and an honor. and you're doing out of respect because they've been a loyal customer, or they were a distributor that came aboard and that didn't quite make it. And I think you just need to start looking at this like you do a rodeo event. Because I will tell you right now, young lady, you know, people don't, they can quit their auto-ships. They can quit ordering. People that came aboard, you know, a year ago said they're going to build a business that just, you know, just really the timing wasn't right for them. They're going to be sitting somewhere, and someone from maybe your company or yet another different company is going to pitch them. And all the work that you've done ahead of time is going to prime the pump for them to be taken. Well, she said, that's not going to happen. I said, so let's take and funnel some of this competitiveness in you. I said, I know you've got grit, and let's use this to develop and redevelop and reconnect with that incredible database. And so the good news is that after that rodeo, it was fun, by the way, came home dirty, hay, dirt, dust all over my boots, truck was dirty, I didn't care, because I was out amongst just incredible people. I shadowed her on some phone calls. First one, she was a little nervous. And so you're thinking, well, the woman's already earned $3 million. How can she be nervous? Because she's human. I don't care if your checks, you know, I don't care if you've earned $22 million. You know, you have to remember, earning that $3 million wasn't all her. Together, her and I as a team, we've developed incredible leaders who've often running on their own. That's the beauty of residual income. So, you know, first couple, three phone calls, a little hesitant. All of a sudden, her voice changed and there was a transition. And what happened to that woman on that moment, that was like the moment, her wall of belief in herself came up, her wall of belief in her company came up, the wall of belief that she was doing someone a big favor by calling them. And she was like a bull in a china shop. She put her head down. She had drive. And, you know, that conversation and that rodeo was just less than, you know, I think it was 5 weeks ago. And we laughed about that because that's the same gal that came through town to visit me over the weekend in route to go do business. And I said, wow. And she said, you know, thanks for standing by me, but thanks for pushing me, but thanks for understanding me. I said, well, I think that's why, you know, you've developed a $3 million check, you know, so far, is because you've understood people. And if I don't understand you, then, you know, we fail. And one thing that I don't have in my vocabulary at all is any form of any failure at any time with any person. So the moral of the story is, no matter where you are, who you're working with, if you're brand new, you know, you have to identify the things in you that make you so unique and so special, and you got to work on you. Everybody's working on ourselves, right? And if not, then, you know, I guess, you know, maybe psychologically, emotionally, from a business standpoint, you know, they're going to be left behind. But anybody and everybody can create that residual income that could possibly save not only their household, but many households in the future. So I'm going to take a short break. We'll come up for a wrap up for some tips and tricks that you can take your organization to the next level.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer.
Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
I'm back, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild, Network Marketing Direct Sales, Master of Developing Organizations. You know, and that was a story that I shared, you know, about a client of mine. And, you know, my story, and I believe one reason I became good at what I have done is because I was in my first company. And back then I had a syndicated talk show by the name of the Health and Wealth Show. And, when I got into the industry, of course, you know, I couldn't keep my flappers shut. I had to interview a few people, kept the stories clean. So, you know, I was within the safety net of, so I wouldn't get in trouble with the Federal Trade Commission. And, you know, we moved lots of product. I mean, it was a syndicated show. We were everywhere and I had doctors. And of course, my company, my product was not my sole focus. And I remember, and I was pretty excited from the retail side of what we were doing. And, you know, and can you believe back then, you know, no memories and no computers, we were shipping all this out, like by ourselves. I was like the order taker and the shipper. So my upline came in one day and we had this company had a Tuesday night opportunity meeting, a Saturday morning training. But because I aired so many different radio programs, that all flew into my home office on an 800 number. So, and I would rotate with some of my distributors who was going to answer the phone. So Monday morning, he rolls in and, you know, what am I doing? I got boxes and I got tape and I got labels and I'm going to ship all this stuff out. And this gentleman, he was a two-time state senator. Had a PhD in economy, numbers guru. And he, 6'5", put his hand, a former football player, put his hand on his hip. And he looked at me and he kind of shook his head. You know, he said, you ought to just quit. I said, I ought to just quit. He said, really? He said, you ought to just quit. And he had his hand, and this is a true story. I'll never forget this. Every time in my life when I've gotten tears in my eyes, I think I could probably remember it. And he sat on my dining room table, which was my little shipping office, a stack of spiral handwritten receipts to these products that had been sold to people. And he said, I talked to the company on Friday. He said, I want you to know that you're getting some returns. He said, are you aware of that? No. And he said, so, and he pulled a sheet out, you know, flipped a spiral over, and he exposed the name and the address and their date of purchase and how they paid. He said, so this lady's name is Ruth Ann. When was the last time you talked to her? I mean, I could have just died right there on the spot. And I said, I never have. Oh, he said, so you thinking that you sent instructions in the mail and because she is committed to listen to you on radio, that she's going to be around? He said, she sent the product back to the company with a note saying, I would have thought by now that Deborah would have called me to check in on me. And he said, I'll tell you right now, if you're not willing to do the follow-up, people are going to think you just flat don't care and that you just sold them something. People don't want to be sold. They want to know you care. He said, I know you have a heart for this. He said, and if somehow I think you have had such a big business blow up underneath you. And he said, no, not really. I don't want you really to quit. He said, I was like worked up about it and I didn't want to talk to you over the phone about it. I just want to talk to you in person about it. He said, you are going to have to carve time out of your life. Every day you're going to have to start a follow-up. And he said, you know what you've been taught on when you're taking nutrition, day 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. You want to touch these people because the initial order is going to, one, bring you an income. It's going to pay for, actually, so I think it's paying for your radio now. And it's doing some other things for your life. He said, but they will never reorder. So what good is an order without a reorder? And at that moment, that was like, it wasn't a slap in the face because I was not insulted. I was not offended. I came to that moment in time where my nose was at the mirror and I knew that I had dropped the ball. So from that moment on, I mean, I want you to know that we had a huge amount of outbound calls. And, you know, that was back in the 90s. And that's why I can teach follow-up today, because I made the mistake. I saw exactly what happens if you don't follow up. And I didn't want to go through it anymore. I never want any of my distributors to experience it. And I didn't want anybody saying, you know, she must have just wanted to sell me something. I guess she didn't care, because that made me cry. Not because he corrected me, because my heart hurt. I felt like I had arrows in my heart that I let so many people down. So on that day, Deborah did an autocorrect. And so in building this residual income, follow up with prospects, follow up with product users. And if you're not following up with team members, we probably are going to hang ourselves. So let's kind of do a little bit of a wrap up here. You know, people need residual income, and that needs to be part of your pitch and talking to everyone. I would always say to someone, I said it the other night going out to the restaurant with my client. You know, waitress came over, take her order, and she was lovely. She pretty blonde hair, big blue eyes. I said, hey, I said, this is a great restaurant. What's your favorite food? I said, let me ask you a question. What's plan B? So if something would happen that you would not have this job, what would you do for an income? And she looked at me perplexed and said, are they closing up? I said, no, ma'am, they're not. I'm just asking you, hypothetically, what would you do? She said, I don't know. She said, I'm a single mom with two kids. I said, you need to meet my friend Casey. So we have to follow up with everybody. And, you know, it's communication. It is not just sending a text out, because, you know, where's the touchy, warm, feely with that? And by the way, I don't know, you know, I don't like canned text messages that go out to 500 people. Okay, if you have to remind somebody of a call, you have to remind somebody that of something, that's great. But when you're following up with people, you need to be present on the phone so you can talk to them. And here's my reason, and this was the only reason my follow-up came so pristine that I had that 98th percentile retention rate. I needed to hear their voice. I needed to hear what they sounded like, their inflection, so I could, you know, do what I do best, and that zero in to do an autocorrect, encourage them. And that cannot be transmitted through an email. Carrier pigeons can't carry it. And your text messaging and, you know, Messenger is not going to be able to translate that. So without that, you don't have anything. Because this is a people business. We're all about relationships. We're all about love. And so every household in America needs some form of residual income. People have to find their passion. They got to get connected. They got to make that commitment. And you got to be willing to be wrong. Sometimes you just have to glue the ego of your life to the bottom of your shoe and walk on it, because we're dealing with people. And people need to be loved on. People need to be encouraged. And you need to be in reality with setting your goals and whatever it's going to take on a daily basis to achieve those goals. Some days you mess up, you autocorrect, and you keep moving. And you got to keep your head focused on that goal. So I'm a coach and I love to teach. So again, I say that if you are building an organization, you've been in your company for quite a while, you're beating your head up against the wall and you don't know what to do next, I want you to give me a call at 314-917-2709. And I will do all that I can to help you find out exactly what the issue is and what we can do to make you into that dynamo that I know you can be. My office number is 314-917-2709. You've been listening to The Deborah Show. I am Deborah Rothschild, and this is incredible Transformation Talk Radio. God bless you, and God bless our country.
Developing a dynamic you. Continue to grow with us next time as Deborah guides listeners through the roadmap of personal and professional victory. Each day you reach for your dream, it reaches for you too. Be sure to catch the next episode for valuable insights from a coach who dreams big, just like you. Are you getting started on your dreams? What are you waiting for? The competition doesn't wait for you to catch up. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the DEBRA show.com.